Hey, it's Marina, travel experta, and today we're going to be talking about 48 hours in Tikal and Petén region of Guatemala. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. So you've got 48 hours in Tikal, Petén, Flores region. What are you going to do? So normally the way people arrive to that region is either by flight, which arrives early in the morning, around 7 in the morning, or they take an overnight bus from either Guatemala City or Antigua. Or if you are driving, we'll still begin the itinerary as if though you are starting from the morning. So normally you will be getting in pretty early in the morning. And if you have 2 full days, I recommend spending your first day going first to Flores and most definitely staying in Flores or enjoying Flores because it is such a cute little town. It is super adorable. You could go and explore it and walk it within probably less than an hour, have breakfast there or have lunch there. And then for the second part of the day, because Flores is right on the lake, you could either take a boat over to El Remate or take a shuttle or a bus or a taxi to bring you to El Remate. And I actually would recommend to spend the night in El Remate. El Remate is right along the lake as well, but it is in this on this other end of the lake, which makes it crystal clear, blue. It's just super serene. It's an absolutely magnificent place. And the hotels there are right on the lake and they're really beautiful. Some of them are really higher class, others not so much. It'll depend on your budget and there's everything for your budget. The cool thing about El Remate is that it's closer to Tikal. And then you could then the following morning get to Tikal as early as possible. Why as early as possible? For several reasons. Number one, it gets crazy hot. Crazy, crazy hot. So if you're there early enough, you could beat the heat. Secondly, the majority of the animals come out earlier in the morning because they hate the sun. So you have a higher chance of seeing the animals. I would really recommend a guide for Tikal simply because you will learn so much more. You'll know what to look for. Tikal is an enormous, enormous park. This way, you really get to see and learn a lot more and really get a lot more out of it. And there are also trained guides to spot wildlife. So if you're not able to see them, they will certainly point out the wildlife. Then again, you will have another good afternoon free. I would recommend hanging out in the park a little. There's a place for you to eat. And then returning back to Flores, or if you want to go back to El Remate. El Remate also has a little town where you could walk around and enjoy that area. So this way you are not like running all over the place if you're only there for 24 hours. This way you get to really enjoy the place and visit the 3 really cool spots because they are quite different and get a really good flavor of the Petén northern region of Guatemala. Have you guys have any other ideas for itineraries or what to do? Please let me know. If you have any questions, I'm here for you. And remember, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave me a review, share it with your friends, and remember to make every day an adventure.